We don't give them scraps from the table.
Did, have you ever heard of anyone doing
yes.
that?
Yes.
What do they keep it in, the scraps in?
Usually it was like a petroleum can or some kind of a pail.
Do they call the pail anything?
No.
Just
sobra, scraps.
Like a scrap pail. Mm. And now pail, what's that made of? Is that made of metal or what?
It used to be made out of galvanized steel. Now they're made out of plastic and they last 2 weeks.
Do you ever have any kind made out of wood? What would you call one made of wood?
You mean like the little buckets where we put plants?
Those would be buckets.
Yes.
Do they come in different, are there different kinds of wood?
Yes, I have one of those. They're very expensive.
Tell me about what the different kinds of them are, of wooden buckets.
They're very beautiful and I don't know what they're made out of. I believe it's cedar, though it looks whitish. And they're put together with pieces of metal.
Did people ever use buckets, wooden buckets, to carry water in or anything?
Not as far as I can remember.
They've always used the galvanized?
In fact, there was a man in town who made the galvanized pails.
Oh, there was? Right.
We didn't have to buy them, not from a store. We just went to him and said, I want the big one, I want a small one, I want the medium one. Like when I was a very little girl, my mother had to make this big for us to play. And then little tubs to bathe the dolls. He made them.
He made them after you ordered them. Does he do that now?
He's dead. He was an old man when I was a little girl. So he must be dead for about 30 years. No, like 25 years.
And it was made of galvanized steel?
Yes.
And what kind of cooking utensils would you have in your kitchen in the country, on the ranch, on the farm?
Cast iron.
What would the different pieces be? Would you have different kinds?
Saucepans and kettles. And pots and pans.
Now, kettle, what is that? Is that what you...
A kettle was for like you'd make tamales, a big, big kettle. Or then you'd have one where you could use outdoors, like a witch's cauldron, like that. I have one outside. They ranged in about just every size you could imagine, to a very little one where you could cook one egg at a time.
That would still be a kettle then. Did you have anything you could boil water in?
Yes, there was a special, like a tea kettle, except that it was bigger.
And that was a kettle, too, there. And so all those heavy iron things you have, did you have, what would you cook the, what did you use before you had a griddle built in, like you do now?
There was a griddle. You'd buy one at a store.
And you just put it on the stove? And what about, what did you eat with?
Forks and plates. We always had fancy plates. Blue willow. My mother always used the blue willow design for some reason. She still does.
Still uses it.
Or blue onion.
Well, what about, what you said you used
forks?
And
she had regular William Rogers silverware.
So
the very first one she ordered from Spiegel catalog, and I think she paid $29. And it's so beautiful, she still has some of the pieces. And just lately, she spent $1,200 for a set just like it.
That much change.
Yes, and she bought it in the Blue Book. In the Blue Book, you buy wholesale.
Well, now you say you use forks, and so you have. What would the pieces be that you would have on the table?
Let's see. Every single day, we'd use a knife, a fork, and a spoon.
Would you ever use more than one of those?
No, now I know that the two kinds of forks are the salad and the regular fork. At that time, we were so many that a service for 8, you used the fork. One would get the fork and the other would get the regular fork.
And what about would you'd use one spoon and then would you have more than one of those other things?
Like, for example, if we had pudding and then one for tea, yes, we'd get 2 spoons.
And what about if you had a meat and a butter, something to cut it with?
When she put the butter at the table, she had one with the butter, and then each of us used ours. The ones we used for the butter, we also used for the meat.
And that was, how many would that be? That'd be 8,